we have to discuss what is Kabbalah's mitzvahs. So we discussed, it's from the Gemara, it seems, that you don't necessarily have to know. Now, but what if you eat Mekabel and then you don't do? So we said the Masham says as long as you Mekabel B'Shas Maisa, you don't do later is later. And the other Achronim say that also the same thing, unless it was Lashem Ishus. If it was Lashem Ishus, then we could Ma'akir at Lamafreya, even if the thing that was questionable only becomes noticeable to us later, if it's Lashem Ishus. Now, Rav Moshe has a Masorah on page 27 from his father that he says, in Geshel Kibbal of Mitzvahs in Nechshagir, Pasha Borsha in Ger Kal. Rafim Ober Befiv, Shemekabel Mitzvahs, Iman Sadi Sheinu Mekabel, MSNU Klum. So there's, Rav Moshe says, even if a person comes to Bezdin, says he's Mekabel, but we have an Ansadi, I mean, we know this guy, the guy's not from Adam. And we know the situation. When he comes to bed and he says he's Mekabel. So we know this guy's not from. Everyone knows that he's not from. That he drives in the car on Shabbos and he's, you know. So Rav Moshe said he has a Masorah from his father that is not a good Bez. That is not a good Geirus. That is not a good Geirus. If it's an Ansadi. And Pasha says the Anan Sadi is right away. Right? The Anan Sadi is right away.
And Gershala Kibbe will love mitzvahs and mitzvahs.
Now, there's a famous tshuva in the Achiezer on page 37. He says like this. So Chaim Oizer. Because you can't not... You have to know the truth of Chaim Oizer and the Dvar Avraham. You have to know those two truths as well. Page 37. It says, Mehai Taima, second arrow, page 37. Mehai Taima Nira, Mashiach Hashash HaRav HaGoyin Moreno of Reposin, the Gayer, Mephishal Yishmur Dinei, Yisrael Kalach, Epshalom, Medein Lachos, Lose, came to Mekabal Lach Kol HaMitzvahs. Person Mekabal Kol HaMitzvahs. Avshach Hoshav Lavar Al Ezen Me HaMitzvahs Achachach Lepe Ovan. They would say, person Mekabal Mitzvahs, but even at the time that he's Mekabal, he has in his mind that Lepe Ovan, he's going to, what is Lepe Ovan? For convenience, like Rav Shechter says. Like if the kosher meat is too expensive, he'll go for the treif meat. But if it's not too expensive, then he'll go for the kosher meat. But if keeping Shabbos is going to be hard because he's going to lose his job, then he won't keep Shabbos. He has these things in mind. He says, "Mikol mokum einzem meniach lekabolas hamitzvos." That's unbelievable. He says if he has in mind that he's sometimes going to violate the teyavon, that's not a meniach. V'davke heichasha. This is Rav Chaim Moses talk. But if he articulates that he's not going to, this is in his mind. If it's l'teyavon in his mind, then it's still okay. But if he articulates, even if it's l'teyavon, then that's not good. But if there's an umdana, like what Rav Moshe said, if there's an umdana, that when he's saying it, he doesn't really mean it, even though he doesn't stipulate that he... In other words, the guy who stipulates and says, I'm going to do most of the mitzvahs, but certain things I won't be doing. So that's no good. But if it's just in his mind, and it's only things l'teyavon, that's okay. But if it's in his mind, but he says he's going to do it, but we know that he doesn't mean it, because we know he's not from... So it's under the muchach he's not going to do it. So that's where Moshe says, "Under muchach shemasha omer shemekabel al mitzvahs lav klumu, in keizech yisarn bekabalas mitzvahs the ma'akev."
So where is it? Where is the ger who's good? If he says in his mind, I'm going to eat trefoil.
He knows in his mind that sometimes he's not going to really do it. That doesn't bother us. Because we don't know that.
So where do you draw the line here?
But if he says the favor, he's not going to
do. That is no good.
How do we know? B'shas Maisa, because we know the guy's not from. Everyone knows the guy drives the shul. The guy does everything. And right? So, and the Bezdin knows. But he says, he makes the formality that says, I'm a Kabbal Mitzvah. That doesn't mean anything.
Well, how can you tell that someone the day before his gay was you? Of course he wasn't from. He wasn't Jewish, yeah.
Right.
How is this going to work?
How is it going to work?
Because
we know where he's holding. I mean,
this is the first Shabbos of his Geirus.
Right, but we know the guy. We know he's not serious. Uh-huh. We know he's just doing it for Ishus.
Oh.
Now, the Dvar Avram. Says another thing.
Kovnerov
on page 39. He says that's Mashiyeshes Kotzer Shein Lano Inyan Imashe Choshe Belibo the Dvar Shabalev Lohavi Dvarim. Zayah Shayach Rach BeYomim Mikedem. Well, Achshav Ech Mashlos Nafshenu Shani Yodim Berov Hamikrim BeUmda Demuchach Shalikaim Moacharkech as a mitzvah. So Einli Bam Klal Lazeh with the Igu Umda Demuchach Lohavi Dvar Shabalev Lohavi Dvarim. He says that even Dvarim Shebelev Bizman Hazeh we normally say Lo Havi Dvarim, that's only in those days. Because he says basically it's an Umda Demuchach Bizman Hazeh. And then he writes, he quotes the Chizuk Chaim Arizeh here on page 40. Has a reason to gam Amar al Zeshul Yotzal Adum Koch Takei Didin said the Meinu Mekabel Fil Dikta Chacham Adiv Yosef and Mekabel so Rach Memasna Shalom Mekabel She Mutu Lo Dov Rezer V'dein Shir V'tanai V'gir So Amok Shem Mekabel Al Kol Mitzvahs V'dai Glovel Lo Teovun This is Rav Chaim Arizeh Eze Chisor Mekabela. So he doesn't think he's right. Ani Chochem was said the game is Shasha Kabel Hu Choshev Lavor Afil V'teovun Eze Kabel V'ein Tad V'sashi. But he says that he doesn't like that hefter from Rav Chaim Arizeh. Well, but then we have the famous tshuva of Rav Uziel. What page is that?
So the
Dvar Avram, it sounds like there are even circumstances where he's willing to make a like the Ahiyah there. Now, on page 30, we have from the Sefer Mishpatei Uziel. He was the first chief rabbi? First Sephardic chief rabbi? Rav Uziel. So he says, he says, Teido, first arrow. So the glory of all this guy, Modimo so ikre hadas, to Yichar Hashem, Israel Barzor, Marichi Nimo Bedoverze, Vilo Kabal submits his own, so mixes Mrs. Kalos of words, Modimo so mixes his own shin. Right? And then, so he tells them these things. Mikam Mafurish Yotze. So he says, we tell him, you gotta get Chayla, you gotta get Kores. Mikam Mafurish Yotze, so ain't Dorshin Menel Kaima Mitzvahs. I'm not talking about Bezin Yedushi Kaima Mitzvahs. He says, he has to be Makabel. But being Makabel is not the same thing as being Makayim. He has to realize that he's going to be responsible for his actions. He's mekabel to do the mitzvahs, and he realizes, and even though he has in mind that he won't do it. So that's the biggest kula that we have in Hilchos Geirus. Many disagree with him. Obviously, Rav Moshe disagreed with him, and the others disagreed with him. But he held that.
Do we rely on Rav Moshe that only really appears
in B'shas Ma'aseh? B'shas Ma'aseh. But he's also talking about B'shas Ma'aseh.
So even he.
Or Rav Moshe held they have in the Umdana.
Right. But he's also saying even if there's an Umdana, it doesn't matter. Even if it's an Umdana, it doesn't matter. So it's L'maiseh, he's Makab.
Who was the Mishnah Pei? Was he here?
He was the first chief rabbi.
Oh.
He was the time of Rav Kook, right? He was the Sephardic.
Rav Metzion Meir Chai was here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, he wasn't the same time. Check the dates. Yeah, then look here. Mikom Ha'omer, the bottom of page 30. We do b'tor yotze shemutar b'mitzvah l'kabel geirim v'giyoros afo pishi yadu l'ana shalai kaimu kol ha'mitzvahs shim shesofam yavol v'dikimu mitzvum al uftuch lehem pesach hazeh yavol yikaimu les ha'mitzvahs hem yisro v'vona v'anu nekim. But he's saying don't be so strict. He's thinking that eventually it'll come around, but he says that if they don't, so that's their problem. It's not our problem. Well, you got it?
Yeah. He minister in 1953. He was the first chief rabbi of Israel proper in 1948.
Right. So it was after us.
Yeah, but he was around at the same time. But yeah.
Yeah. Perfect. Yeah, the first party.
But after the state was made. So yeah, exactly.
Okay, now that's one thing. So you have these various shitas. You have, you know, Rav Moshe and the Achiezer, you know, and they're saying that now how would the Ritva work in with Rav Uziel? With the Bach, you're saying Hodah. If you sing Hodah and the Kabbalah the same, it's not Ma'akev. Right, the Ritz was saying that maybe some point out that maybe it's a similar idea. Now, the big question that comes up is by Ger Katan. Where's the Kabbalah's mitzvahs by Big Yer Katan? And what if and this comes up all the time. You have a family that's not a, you know, not observant, and they adopt a kid and then they convert him. So Rav Shach was very into, based on Rav Soloveitchik, that if the family's not from, so it's not a schus, and the whole geirus is no good. And Rav Moshe didn't hold that way. Rav Moshe held that the schus to be a yid, even if you're not going to be from.
like this Mishpat Eilus here a little bit.
No. First of all, we're talking about Ger Katan.
Oh, okay.
But we saw that Rav Moshe is not like the Mishpat
Eilus here. Right.
The question is, where is the Kabbalah's... What's the story with Kabbalah's mitzvahs by Ger Katan? So the Pashup shot, one could say, is he gets in through the back door. Because it's not Shai Kabbalah's mitzvahs. So the only thing you need is a schus. So if it's a schus, now higdilu, you call them limchos. You say, I don't want it. You can. But one could say, like some want to say, that there is no kabbalah mitzvahs, but he has to want to be a yid. I think that's how some. Wanted to say pshat, you know, with the Russians. I think one of the rabbanim wanted to say, you know, that you do Ger Katan with the Russians, and then if mainly you'll get them in. That's what a certain rav I think wanted to say. Mm-hmm. Now, Rav Kook has a tshuva on page 32, where he discusses Ger Katan. He says like this: Amza kolzo rakim huva ofen kazeh she anu yodim she begadluso yikayim es hamitzus. The memes halok kabozu besi ikar hal chal geirus. Shri ma kevis afiel kam im kibel she el shlo hoysa kabol kedin. El shlo hoysa biyom hu beshlosha. Right? Shulchan Aruch says you need a bezdin for kabol es mitzus. And biyom and shloshan came mitzdaber milsa that they done the kaimel and get caught in tzarach she. Midas Aviv and Midas Imo, Das Matmul Dos Bezdin, Bada Tarcha Koponcha Aviv Imo, Shnei Yachin, Nimsro Sol Das Kabbalah Smitzes. Abobinish Adovim's Barsh, Ain Daitam Kvalik, the Kaimul Yzar Misuri Torah, My Mahani Mashay Mosri Mosol Gairus Al Das Bezdin, Shita Lodif, Misros Mil Masar, Asasmul Gairus, Believe in Kilu Kamish Achosu Kabbalah Smitzes, Ain Zukaris Klau. In other words, there's basically, he's saying that you have to know that Bagadluso he's going to mekayim the mitzvahs. Because if not, in other words, so higdil yichol limchos means that if he's not, he can be mimocha. Pashup shah means yimocha, even if you can want to be a Jew, even if you're not from. He's saying, but if you're not from at the time you're 13, then the whole geiris is nothing. That's a bit chumrah. Rav Kook is a. I would say Rav Kook was more machmir than Rav Moshe Fahishim. He was a bigger machmir. Rav Kook held, because the Gemara says he knew he called him limchos. So Rav Kook says that you have to be from at 13. If you're not from, then there was a snapshot that this kid gets in through the back door without Kabbalah's mitzvahs. No, he needs Kabbalah's mitzvahs when he's 13. He has to keep mitzvahs. If he's not keeping mitzvahs, then he's no different than any ger de misgayer that doesn't keep, that didn't have kabbalah mitzvahs. But Rav Moshe writes here, look in the second to Ger Katan Amitz Eitzel Mitzprochot Lo Dosis. Page 33, the second arrow. Mm-hmm. What if he's not from people who want to adopt a goyish baby? So he says you should do proper geris. Hosei Rabbeinu Sheilu Rakim Moyal Geris Kshu Etzlam V'Meyachat Sheyigdol Balavera Shem Einuzchus. So he says, "Mistabish shekin havischus," not like Rav Soloveitchik. And it's a schus to be a yid. So
Rav Soloveitchik or Rav
Shachlof, or P. Rav Soloveitchik. There was a story that happened in a certain day school that was a question of taking a kid in who was converted but didn't come from an Orthodox family. And the holders, I'm not going to mention names on this, but basically there was the Menahel followed the Shita that it's not good, And then a certain Chasam Rav called up who follows Rav Moshe and said it was good. But the Menahel won out because he held that it was no good. So he says, Amo Yisrael Rosh Adayin Hu Yosef told me Nochri. It's better to be Yisrael. Yisrael Rosh Hu Yikamu Gehenim. It's Kapil Avanos. Yikamu Chelag Lom Abba. Hashaykin Nochri. Hashaykin Chelag Lom Abba. So he says it's not, and he thinks it's better. It is a schus to be a yid, even if. So that was Rav Moshe.
So what happens when he gets to 13?
So then we see if he wants to stay a yid or not.
But up until that point, he's been a yid.
Yeah, when he's a suffering, whatever, you know. So that comes up a lot, that shaila, you know, because a lot of people who can't have children, unfortunately, want to adopt, and then and if they're not from, or but what comes out also from this discussion is that to me one of the most important things is to know who the Bezdin was, because you see the Kabbalah Smith says okay there are different standards. But everyone agrees you need a Bezdin. So if the Bezdin, say the Dayanim were not from, you know, like they're, you know, people who believe you can drive a car in Shabbos or something like that, so then there's a big problem. It would do some things that are not, you know. So that's, because there you don't have much wiggle space if he's mamish. If the Bezdin itself, because the Bezdin's ma'akev at a certain point, either for the Kabbalah Smitzes or the Tefillah, yeah, you know, so, yeah. Well, now one last point: there's the Rugged Shaver. Rav Gorin also quoted the Rugged Shaver in his psak. So, you know, again, Rav Gorin followed the Hagos Mordechai. That if you do L'Shem Ishus and the Imre Yosher, you do the Imre Ishus and later on you're not from, then it's that it's no good. So the Rogachover says that's Pshat in Megillus Rus. So, page 49. He says, Elimela, we're going to read it in the Or Gedaliah, Rav Gedaliah Shor, and he's quoting the Rugged Shaver. And you can see the Rugged Shaver also, it's here in the packet. He says, Elimel van Ami Hutzruhu Megalos Me'eretz Yisrael, right, after ze Nechshav Lamchet, Val Tachlus Agolos Shalom Hayel Kabit and Tzot Gdusha Ben Amon Moab. Okay, so he went into Golos. Lachlis Gdusha and Shom Seyed. Shuvur Bezorcha, the Sherus for Orpen is Gairu. So he says, the Pshat, in Rus, it was, what is it that he married? They married Noshim Moavios. He says, really, they converted right away. Sherus v'orpa and his gairu. El sheyach yisorin ba'geir shalom shayis gairu machmas enes ba'leim. O l'shem ishus. But the original gairus was l'shem ishus. V'var atzof nasavnech, he be'eris l'shem ishus, gairu tolu v'omid. He mekabal l'chakar gairus be'emis, mekabal l'leim as ol Torah mitzis, as a gairus l'freya and gairus gedin. But then later on, at the end of Megillah, she's with Geyer. That's her second, you know, that's her. The Kibbutz Alatz from Om Torah Mitzvahs, as a Geyer, and it's Geyer, Shem Ishus, Kedemishus, Machal, and Haisa Geyer, Shlom Afreya. Where she had two, it was when, in the beginning of the Megillah, Vayusul had Nashim Moavios, right? Shem Achad, Orpah, Shem Achad, Rus. It's not pshat that the Zohar Chodesh says that they were stam noshim moavios. They had a gerus, but they weren't yet. It wasn't clear what was going to be their situation, because it was l'shem ishus. So that's what the Rambam says. But if l'shem ishus, you gotta you know keep an eye out. As a gerus is gal l'shem ishus, he knows as the machlon, he's a gerus with my freya. Okay, nikra b'shem. say machlon loshon machol shelo takon lasof aval kilyon shenasa orpa shelo nisgayu lavasof, but orpa in itself was not lo hayelo takon lachay nikra kilyon mishon kilyon, that his thing went up and spoke. The tzorach zeh hutzuvah limelch barav lalechus lebolus. So he says that the whole pshat in Megillus Rus was that Rus was from the type that the Rambam says Makarvin, and Orpo is the type that says not. And Rav Chaim is here on page 47, and that's the whole. And Rav Gorin worked with this pshat. You know, we saw after the Imre Yosha and the Hagos Mordechai. Rav Yisraeli has something. I have here also the Maral Gur Aryeh that there was no Katan Shanola. This guy Katan Shanola by Maimon Har Sinai, because it was through Kfiya Kofalim Har Gigigis. So that's what the Maral writes here on page 10 in the supplement. But Rav Shaul Yisraeli in the Chavos Binyamin says the Rush says Amech Amech Tochad Agerus will be equal Aziva Sa'am. The Kedon Shigerus, reading from Rav Shaul Yisraeli on page 11 on the left. He came in the third paragraph. He came to Gaius Bishop Knisa Lam Yisrael. See, Megehu Bain Am Yisrael, Yeho, Yazbos Mansha, Kaim Shah, yeah. Shayna Mikhail, and Ragma Shah, the end is Gam, and Gwar Machem, going to Chosim. You don't take Gokot and Shinola, the Gabi, if you were going, you borrowed money from somebody, you know. Kalei, they ain't on their own Gokot and Shinola. It's only Rach Rogel Vishtaichus Hal Umis Melgazlum Kishre Hamishpacha. Manjitra Kabosa Tolon and Kabul Lolan. What's Pshat? Again, I'm some Kabosa Lo Nichlas Lamacher. See, Klal Yisrael, Kabosa Tor didn't go into another nation. Him Shizuwasum, Tor Am Yisrael, who Shekibos Atorah. But Shacham Bela, as you have to cut in Shinola means you're leaving one nation to go to another nation. Am Yisrael, the Kabbalah Satorah, it was the Al Yisrael, they just became, you know, for Am Yisrael, who should keep Satorah. As a nation, they all together, you know, so they're not going from one, you know, Yochid is menatek himself from one nation to another nation, so then he's not related to the previous nation. But if the whole nation itself is accepting the Torah, then you don't take a cotton shinola. So he came, okay. Okay, he's explaining why
it's not,
because we know that they there's a Meshech Chochma about it. Okay. Okay, so this is a very important Yesodus that, this year was specifically about the Kabbalah's mitzvahs angle. What we need a Besna for, and what is Kabbalah's mitzvahs, and the two different pshatim in the Rambam, and you know, can, if somebody's not from, does it mean that he's just Yisrael Mumar? What about was the Kamalos Mitzvah is not there? And then I'm not here now, you know, to discuss you know, particular cases, but that's the general idea. But it's a fascinating, you know, concept, you know, because again, it's clear from the Gemara they didn't have to know too much, but that doesn't mean that you don't have to give the commitment that you will if you, or is giving the commitment, you have to give the commitment what you'll do in the future, you know. And Rav Uziel goes in first to say that even if it was maybe known at the beginning that he's not from,
still accepting.
If he was Mekabel. He was Mekabel. And others disagreed with that. But that point is a very big sticky point in, you know, Eretz Yisrael and the Geirus today of what, you know. And even for Ishus, it's, you know, it's the Mordechai sheet that you know, works a little bit. Rav Goren used it, you know, it was a big Shas HaKach situation to be Mater Mamzer. You know, and everyone was upset with him, whatever it was. But these ideas, it's important to know what the Makor is for everything, where it says and what it is, and what, you know. People just like to speak about things in general. It's important to know exactly what's the source, what's the Indian. Okay, I gave this year because I, you know, it was the year I gave Shavuos night. It was never recorded, so Bez Hashem now will be recorded. Thank you all for coming. You know, Baruch Hashem, today is July 23rd, Baruch Hashem. So we got through all the, you see, I did the Melicha, I did the Shechita, the Geiris, so we did it all. Bez Hashem, I think we begin Shir again on August 27th. We're learning Brachas this year, if anyone want to come. Halacha L'maisa, Zmane Hayom, very important, you know, to understand what is the Rabbeinu Tam hold, what is the Gro hold, what do we hold, you know, it's about a Pashur manner. Zmane Hayom, it's relevant to every day of your life. Zmane Hayom.
That's considered a milk.
Yeah, these things are very, very, and other inyanim that are halacha l'maisa, and that's in the regular shir, and then the smicha shir, as Hashem are doing hilchos nida. Okay, yishkoyach, and thank you for the chizuk, because there was a havamina that I wasn't going to do melicha shkita this year, but people, you know, came to me.
Lamanigora.
Yeah, Rav Kenneth said Lamanigora, so I think I happen to think it's very important. To know
health
of you know, just to know you sold us, you know, don't know Ben Pekua, know Drasa, what are these things are, Chalada, all these things to know, and if you want to become a Shoichet, you can, you know, then you can continue.
You already have a head start.
Yeah. But that a Rav should get Smicha and not have ever heard of these concepts, I was not into. But thank you, it's nice to have us together, small group, but okay, and Bez Hashem, we should all. You have to tell us from the top.
Oh, nice.